Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Ketchelam. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Vav Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud, at the large Mishnah, which is Mishnah Gimel, which details the liability for the next one on our list of Nechnakin, which is Zaken Mamre Api Beit Din, a rebellious elder. Let's see how that works. Shnei Mark, Yipalim Chadavar LeMishpat, etc. And I put all five psukim as psukim 1 through 5 on the page. Now here's the deal. Shlosha batei dinim hayusham. There were 3 batei din in the vicinity of the Beit HaMikdash. Chad yoshev al petach harbayit. One was in front of harbayit. Chad yoshev al petach hazara. One in front of the hazara. Chad yoshev lishkat hagazit. And the big one which was inside the hazara and lishkat hagazit. The first thing that happens is they come, and what we understand that means is that if there is a dispute in a Beit Din elsewhere, in Yerushalayim or somewhere else, then all the members of the Beit Din come with the disputants to the ones that, and that's a dispute that nobody was willing to concede the position. So the one who is the lone wolf says, this is how I explained, this is how my colleagues explained. This is how I taught, this is how they taught. So, imshamu amar lahem. Meaning, if the Beit Din had a mesorah on what the halach is, then they tell them, and that's the end of it. If they don't, then by in lahem lo tan sha'al petach hazara. They all come, and it's that Beit Din, and the ones who came from out of the area, come to the next Beit Din up. Vimlav, kach torash, vachach to shuch, vachach, 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 vachach. So if they have a Masorah, fine. Notice, the only thing that they seem to do is to have a Masorah, but not to actually deliberate about it. So either they know or they don't know, and they all go in to the Beit Din HaGadol. Shemini Yotzei Torah L'chol Yisrael Shinemar Minam HaKom HaHu Shivchar Adonai. That's where all instruction comes from. Now, Chazar Le'iro, once they are told what to do, once the decision is made, then he, if he goes back to his city, Shanavali made Bederach Shayala made Patur, and he goes back and he simply teaches the way that he taught, then he's exempt. He didn't really do anything. Vim Horala Asod, but if he instructs people to do the certain way, higher sukkah, chicken and milk, whatever it might be, then Chayav. Then he's Chayav for Zaken Mamre. Shanamar, Maisha Sherasev Zadono, even though in the context of the Pasuk, the Pshat seems to point to a citizen who violates the rule of the Beit Din, the way we learned it midrashically, is that it's actually referring to a member of the Beit Din who intentionally goes against how he was outvoted. Meaning, it's only if he instructs to actually do. If a student, meaning somebody who's not yet ra'uila hora'ah, and that's a deficiency because he's not old enough, he's not 40, as we'll see later on, instructs to do, then he is patur, because nimtza chumro kulo, meaning the chumra that keeps him from being a member of the Beit Din saves his life in this case. So that is the Mishnah. Now, Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to go through the pasuk. Ki palei mecha davar. What does that mean? B'muflash beite katuv davar. Meaning it's referring ki palei. It's an allusion to an esteemed member of the Beit Din, not just any member of the Beit Din. Mimcha, what is that? Zeyo Eitz, and there is an allusion, meaning that it refers to a case that involves counseling. We'll see what that means. V'cheinu Omer, Mimech Yatza Choshev Al Adonai Ra'a Yo Eitz Belial. So it's associated with counseling, advice. Davar, what's Davar? And with each word in the Pasuk. Zu Halacha. Alright, what does that mean? We'll see. Lamishpat, what does that mean? Zehadin. Ben Dam Ladam, what does that mean? Ben Dam Ladam? Ben dam nida, dam ziva, dam ileda, dam ziva. Now, the way you could learn it is if there's a dispute whether this is dam nida or dam leda, but we'll see that it's understood to mean that there's a dispute about a case, whether it's dam nida or dam leda or dam ziva, whether it's tahor tame, etc. Ben din ladin, what's that? Ben din nefashot, din monot, din makot. Alright, so ben nega lenega, ben nige adam, ben nige batim, nige begadim. It's what this breita is doing, is expanding the range of laws under discussion that could bring us to a Zaken Mamre case. What is divrei mean? Elo acharamim v'rachin v'hekdeshot, because these are things that you say, declarations of hekdesh. Revot, what's that? Zu hashka'at sota, which is typically a battle between husband and wife, so the fact of giving her the water. Varifat egla, that's measuring to see where the egla roof has to be killed, which city is responsible. V'tarat mitzora, purifying the mitzora. Bisha'arecha, the last piece, is zuleka shikhopea. So that means almost any case here could come to a zaken mamre resolution or a conclusion. Now, v'kamta, now we talk about what are you supposed to do. Kamtami beitim, you get up from your beitim, v'alita, you go up to the place that Hashem chooses. V'lamecha beit ha-mikdash kavua me'eretz Yisrael. You go up to the place that Hashem chooses, which of course is the Beit HaMikdash, and that shows you that the Beit HaMikdash is higher than any other place in Israel, because that's how it's always going to be, ve'alita. And Eretz Yisrael gavo mi kol haratzot, because if you're in Chutzlarts, it's still alita, therefore it must be higher than any place in the world. We of course know this, and Chazal knew this quite well, to not be topographically or altitudinally true, so it must be, of course, in a different way. In any case, el hamakom, what does that mean? Malamech hamakom gorem. So you go to the place, meaning that it's the place that causes this halakha to play out the way it does, and it's only if it comes to this place, the decision is made, and he rebels against the decision and instructs to be done according to his own position, that he's chayav. Now, bistla beit hamikdash gorem eretz Yisrael. Side point, I understand that thing about the beit hamikdash being higher. Dichtiv alita, you go up. Eretz Yisrael gorem kol haratzot menale. How do you know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the world? Dichtiv, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, two pasuk in Yirmiyahu, lachein hinei yamim ba'im, nu'um Adonai velo yeyam yomur od chay Adonai sholat b'nei Yisrael v'nei Yisraelim. No longer will they say, Hashem who took b'nei Yisrael out of Yisraelim lives, ki'im chay Adonai sholat v'nei Yisraelim v'nei Beit Yisrael, me'eretz tafon mikol haratzot asher dachtim sham yashvul ad matam. That Hashem, that identifying Hashem as the one who brought b'nei Yisrael up from all of the lands where they were, which means wherever you are, bringing you to Eretz Yisrael is bringing you up. That pasuk, of course, is critical in the diyun at the end of the first parak of Brachot about remembering Yetziat Mitzrayim Limot Mashiach, but Ein Kan Mikomo. Now, Tana Rabbanan, we're now going to look at a three-way machloket about what the range of issues that Zaken Mamre could touch upon. Zaken Mamre Inu Chayav El Al Davar Shizdonot Karid V'Shigato Chatat V'Remer. Remer says it can only apply to laws that that could lead to Karet or B'Shogeg Chatat. He disagrees and says it can apply to anything where it's essentially something in the Torah, but the explication is bidei sofrim, and that's where the dispute is. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu dituk achad midikuk sofrim. Now, even the smallest, most minute law, it applies to. Now, let's say my time to Rabbi Meir, where does Rabbi Meir get it from? Gamar davar davar. Because in our case, it's kivacha kipalim chad davar lamishpat. If a matter, a davar, is wondrous, too difficult for you, lamishpat. What does it say there? V'ne'alam davar mi'nei ha'kahal. That's in the context of a par chatat ha-tzibur. If the tzibur did something unintentionally, and in that case, of course, like every other chatat, it is, v'ne'alam davar shechayev zonot karej v'al shigato chatat, v'ne'alam davar shechayev zonot karej v'al shigato chatat. So that's where Rabbi Meir gets it from. Rabbi Yehuda says, al pi ha-torah she'yorucha, meaning adika Torah v'yorucha. You need both things, because that's in the Pasuk. You have to follow the Torah that they instruct you, which means there has to be something in the Torah and their instruction. Shimon says, Asher Yagidu Lachem in HaMakomahu. The previous Pasuk, it says, whatever they tell you, they instruct you from that place, meaning afilu kol do, whatever they tell you, you have to follow, and Zaken Mamre applies. Okay. And we're really fascinated by Rameir's approach for the following reason. Amar Avuna Rachinin al Rava. Targum Ali Lahamat Nito Libet Rameir. Please explain the original bright that we dealt with that said, Ben Din Dam Ziva and Dam Nida and Arachin and that whole long list, explain it to me according to Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir, of course, said that it only applies to Chatat, but Reb Meir evidently is stuck with that brighta, so how is he going to have a karet possibility in all of those cases? So Amalei Rav Lar Papa, Puk Targumale, Rav told his student, you go tell him. All right, so he went through it. Ki Palim, Chashavet Dina Kutum Daber, Chazay Yoetz, here we go. How does Yoetz get to Karet? Yoetz deals with somebody who knows how to intercalate. In Masachet Eduyot, the original ruling was that you could only add a month if you got to it before Purim, and the Edut was that you could do it any time during the month. And now, so that's the Machloket. So now, the Ilai Yitzhak Kashari Chametz Pesach, the Ilai Yitzhak Kashari Chametz Pesach. Think about this. Either way that you deal with, either adding a month or not adding a month, or adding a day or not adding a day, you could end up either on the beginning end or on the end of Pesach, allowing Chametz Pesach. Chametz Pesach is a karet. So therefore, Ibra Chodesh could lead to a karet. So if he disagreed with the ruling that we can have Ibur Hashana later than Purim, then that could lead to karet. Now, davar zeh halacha, what's that? Zu hilchot acharasar. That's the law of the 11 days of Ziva. Ditmar asiri, if a woman sees dam on the 10th day of Ziva, with machloket. Miochamar asiri kichi, says it's like the 9th day. The meaning, you have to do shimur. Here's the deal. If a woman sees dam during her 11 days of Ziva, so if she sees it one day, she has to keep the next day clean and she's tahar. She's 2 days in a row, she keeps the next day clean and she's tahar. 3 days, she has to keep Shiva Nakim. But if she sees it during the days of Nida, it's an automatic 7 days, whether she sees or not. So Rabbi Yochanan says the 10th day is like the 9th day. It's like the 11th day, there's no Shimur. And not our issue, but you could see how that could lead to a karet, because if she really is a Nida, she thought she wasn't a Nida, then having beer with her is a karet. Mishpat zehadin. What's that? Din bitome anusato. That's the din of having relations with your daughter who's not your wife's daughter. Right? And we dealt with that fairly recently. And that's Sreifa. But that's based on Damarava, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ovudimi, Atyahena Hena Atyazima Zim. We learn it from a double Gzeira Shava. And as a result of that, let's say somebody disagreed with that and said, bitome anusato is not asur, so that's something that, by the way, b'mezid would be karet. Of course, with edim it could be sreifa. Now, ben dam ladam, what's that? Dam nida, dam leda, dam ziva. So this is easy. Dam nida, plukta kamin mahalav rabbanan. Nah, and they disagree. Dam about dam yarok, about green blood. Kamin mahalav mitame, chomim mitaharin. And the result of that, of course, is that if she sees dam yarok, take a look at Rashi, how he plays it out. She sees Dam Yarok on one day, and then the next 2 days sees Dam Adom. So if Yod Lakamin Mahalal, then that means she's now a Zava, and she has Shiva Nakim. But if, on the other hand, and this is, let's say, she saw Dam Yarok on one day of Nida, and then 4 days later she saw some Dam Adom, according to Kamin Mahalal, she would have started her 7 days of Nida and be done. And according to Rabbanan, she would start her 7 days of Nida later, and therefore there would be a karet there. Dam Leda, what's that? Pavukta de Rav Velevi, Machlokathim, Rav Amar Mayana Chadu. Rav says, a woman's source of blood, there's one source. Toratim Atu va Torati Aratu. The Torah said, it's Tame for 7 days, and the next 33 days it's Tohar. Which means that if she's bleeding straight through, it just switches to Dam Tohar. Levi Amar Shnei Mayanotain. Levi says, no, there's two sources. And the Torah assesses that at 7 days, one source closes up, and the other source opens up. Nistam. And so therefore, what would happen if, let's say, on day 40, she kept bleeding? According to Rav, she's now Tamea, and she's Anita. According to Levi, no, it's still Dam Tohar. Now, Dam Ziva, what's that? If during the 11 days she went into contractions, if she had these contractions for 24 straight hours and had a baby, how is Yoleta Pizov? Then that's called Yoleta Pizov, and she's a Zava. It has to be night and day, meaning it's not 24 hours, not enough. It has to be 24 hours starting at the beginning of the night, going through the day. It could be that the contractions and the pain were from the pain and not from the dam, and therefore you have machloket whether or not she's a Zava, and therefore Yeshiva Nakim and Karet. Ben din ladin, what's that? Din yamamono, din afasha, din yamakot, the zizi. Din yamamono, plugta de shmuel for Rabbi Abahu, de amar shmuel, shnaim shedanu dinam din. We have this at the beginning of Masachet. Shmuel said if two people sit in judgment on din yamamono, it's valid, but shni kwang bait din chatsuf. If Almar, the call ain't dinam din, he says there is no din with less than three. So therefore, what happens if bait din awards somebody money based on that? It's a bait din of two. According to Shmuel, the money is valid. If that guy goes and is Mekadish, a woman based on that, and then she has beer with somebody else, I say, Shadish. If on the other hand, it's like Rabbi Avahu, then the money was never his. The Kiddushin were never valid, and there's no new. So there you, is your karet. Dina nefashot, what's that? Pluk to the Rebbe Rabbanon. Rebbe Omer, natata nefesh tachat nafesh. What did Rebbe say about that in the case of inadvertent killing, killing a bystander? Mamon. To mamono, eno ela nefesh mamash, to marantina lamam, marantina lamata. I put the pasuk on the page. Natan mifili, malahalan mamon, afkan mamon. So, therefore, again, if it's money that's awarded improperly and the person's Mekadesh, a woman based on that, then she's not a Shadish. If on the other hand it is a water properly, she is Eshadish, and there's your karet. Dine makot, what's that? Fluktor Bishmal for Rabbanan. Now makot bishlosha, mishmal mishmal, amur b'asur mishlosha. According to Mishmal, you need 23 for makot. Which means if you were to go paskin, you only need 3. And as a zakin mamre. And so 3 people went ahead and gave makot. Then a chayiv to this guy, money to this guy. Because they gave him makot without the right. They just hit a guy. They're chayiv money to him. For nezek. And then if he's tofes that money is mekadesh woman, etc., etc. Benegel and nega, what's that? Benegay adam, negay batim, negay b'gayim. What's negay adam? Meaning negayim on your body. Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbanan, famous machloket, non im bahar kadam l'sear alavan. If the white splotch on the skin appeared before the white hair, tamei. Im sear alavan kadam l'sear. If the other order, tahor, safek tamei. If you're not sure, then it's tamei. Yeshua omer keha. He disagrees, says keha, my keha. Rabbi keha tahor. Meaning it's dark and it's tahor. And therefore, is he Tomei or is he Tahar? If he's Tomei, and if you pass and he's Tahar, and he's really Tomei, and he walks in the Beit HaMikdash, Chayav Karet. Nigei Batim, what's that? We had this recently. B'pukta to Rabbi Eleazar, Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbanan. Non Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Lam in Abay Tomei Ad Shirei, Kishnei Grisin, Hashtei Avanim, B'shtei K'talim, V'keren Zavit, Arkol Kishnei Grisin, Rachbol Kigris, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Ktiv Kir, Ktiv Kirot, Kirshu Kikirot, Avay Omer, Z'keren Zavit. We had this very recently. And that is that he demands that in order for a house to be tome b'nigei batim b'bayit menuga, there has to be exactly this size in the corners of the house. And that's why we came to the conclusion that b'bayit menuga lo haya v'lo atid l'hiyot ela drosh v'kabel schar. And if that's the case, then if somebody walks into that house and you paskin like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that it's not tame, and it really is, and he walks to the Beit HaMikdash, tame karet. Nigei b'gadim, what's that? B'plugta de Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry, but Rabbi Natan ben, Rabbi Yonatan ben Avtumus for Rabbanan. Tanya, Rabbi Yonatan, or Natan ben Avtumus Omer, what's that? Minayin lefricha bibgadim shi tahora. You know, if you have a nega on your body and it spreads through the whole body, you're tahor. What happens if you have a nega on the clothes and it spreads through the whole clothes? He says tahor. It says karachat, the bald spot. On a person, just like on a person, if it spreads to the whole thing, it's tahor. Afkan parach bekulo tahor. All right, good. So again, are you tamei tahor? Enter the mikdash. There you go. Again, karet. Divrei. What do we say? Ilu arachin rachamim vat kedushot. Again, there's machlokot about each of these things. What's the machlokot about arachin? Plugged our meir v'rabanan. Non hamirich pachot v'nechodesh. If you say I'm going to give the value of that 2 week old kid. And the Torah only starts the valuation from a month up. So you figure out how much the kid's worth, you give something. Chamomim say it's nothing. Which means, again, if you take that money and Mekadesh somebody, etc., etc., did it belong to you, Mekadesher, and then the possibility of Eshadish and Karet. Hacharamim, what's that? Plug to Rabbi Yehuda ben Metera v'Rabbanan, did non. Metera omer, stam charamim v'adak abayit. If you say this is cherem, it goes to the Beit HaMikdash. It belongs to the Kohen, Mishinemar. If stay achuza, it's not redeemed, it's kistei achem, lakohen tei achuzato. So, according to Rabbanu, why does it say kodesh kodeshim hu l'Hashem? Shachal kodesh kodeshim hu kodeshim kalim. That it can be chal even on things that are already hekdesh. So therefore, again, if a Kohen is given this money, and if it's not really his, but he's Mekadesh, a woman, she's not really married to him, etc., etc. Hekdesh, what's that? Plukta, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbanan. Dethan, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer. We had this in the beginning of Masechet. Afilu tzinor shalekdesh, tzricha asar b'nei adam l'miftotah. He says even the smallest little fork that you're makdish, you need 10 people to assess it. That's part of the 10, only one of a coin, to assess it. Otherwise, you can't be podet. And again, the issue is whose money is it really? You're makadish, a woman, etc. Now, revot, what's that? Zu hashkat sotav, raifate glavatarat mitzorah. They all come in threes, notice. Hashkat Sota was that Pluk to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua at the beginning of Sota. You need 2 Adim to say, you better not be seen with that guy. But if you do that, and then you have 1 Aid or even yourself, who saw her and go in privacy, you could bring her to give her the Mesota. Shomer, my Kanal Pisham, Meshkel Pisham. You need 2 Adim for both. So now what happens? Let's say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Let's say you paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, you zaken mamre, and therefore she's brought up, and therefore she's one of those women who cannot drink for one reason or another, and therefore she leaves without her ketubah. But let's say somebody bought the rights to the ketubah. Is it really his money? He's mekadesh on it, etc. Arifat Egla. Again, it all, many of these cases come down to, is the person the rightful owner of the money? And if he isn't, and he's Makadish a woman, the Kiddush are not valid of somebody else's relations, etc. Arifat Egla. Plukta of Eliezer Ver Rebbe Akiva. Nan me ayin hayu modedin. Where were they measured from? This is Yan Sota. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Mitiburo. You measure from the dead guy's belly button. Kiva Omer Michotmo from his nose. Rebbe Elizabeth Yako Omer Mimakomish Nasach Halal. Mitzavaro from the place he was killed on his neck. All right, here's the problem. Let's say that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, you measure from the nose. Let's say this guy says you measure from the belly button, and let's say it becomes a different city. So they end up bringing two different eglot, and only the one that's really the egla is Osar Bahana. Somebody takes the one that's the other one, is Mekadesh a woman with it. If it's Osar Bahana, there's no Kiddushin. It all depends on the piece in the second parak, the end of the second parak of Kiddushin. Tarat Mitzorah, what's that? Pluk to Rabbi Shimon V'Rabbanan, we had this recently, in Rabbi Lazar. And Ein Lo Boin Yad, let's say Mitzorah doesn't have a thumb, Boin Regel, or a big toe, Ozen Yemanit, or a right ear. Ein Lo Tarah Olamait. You can't do Tarah, because Torah said put the stuff on there. This we had in the Sugya of Baya Kri Kedichtiv, to do things exactly as it says. Lezor Menotain Al Makomovi, let's say you put it on that spot where the thumb would be, on the stump. Shimon Menotain Al Shalsmovi, let's say. So again, if let's say the halacha is like Rabbanan, this guy can't be tahor. But let's say this rabbi comes along and says halacha ke Rabbi Shimon, he put it on the left side, say he's tahor, he walks in the Beit HaMikdash, and karet. Bisha Arecha, what's that? Zeleket Shikcha Peya, what's that? Leket, it's a famous machloket about leket and shikcha. Nan shnei shibolin leket, shloshayin and leket. If you drop two sheaves, that's leket. Three belongs to the balabait. Shikcha, shnei omarin shikcha, shloshayin and shikcha. If you've got three piles, the ani can't pick it up. In every case, Beit Shammai says, even three belongs to the Oni and four belongs to Balabait. So let's say you forgot three. And let's say we know the halacha is like Beit Hillel, it belongs to you. But this Rabbi Paskin, that it really is like like Beit Shammai. And so therefore, the Oni came and collected it. And then the Oni's Mekadesh somebody, based on it. Same problem. Peah, Beplukto, Bishmal, Rabbanan. This is a famous machloket. How into the process of bread making can you give peah? The non mitzvah peah lafrish mina kama. The mitzvah is to give it while it's still in the stalks in the ground. Lafrish mina kama, lafrish mina marin. Let's say you cut everything down, you forgot, or you're a bad guy, you can leave a couple piles for them to collect, a couple sheaves. Lafrish mina marin, lafrish mina kri. If not, then you take it from the pile that's in the granary. Ad shalom merchu, until you make the pile in the granary. Mercho maser benotenlo. Once you made the pile, it's not peah anymore. And therefore, you have to separate Masrot and give him his due. Shemir Shmuel Amru Afa Frishmin Aisai. He said, no, it's Peah all the way till the dough. You can give him some dough and call it Peah. So again, here's the problem, is that you may be giving him something which really needs to be Musar. It wasn't. Doesn't really belong to him. And then is Mekadesh of that money. And you have the same exact problem. So the most common way that Rav Papa was able to interpret that Rav Papa was able to interpret our opening braita, Alibur Meir, was to have the Zaken Paskin against the normative halacha in a way that money that really doesn't belong to a person does go to a person, or vice versa, and then he does Kiddushin based on that, and then we have the problem of Eshet Ish, which of course leads to Karet. We'll pause at this point. We'll have a relatively short podcast next as we finish the sugya of Zaken Mamre. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.